Thanks, Kelly. It's 8:34. I'm Scotty O. I got a feel-good story for you. And a lot of times in my life, I like to share stories of things that I've done or things that have happened to people in and around me in my circle or whatever. And every once in a while on the show, you'll hear a story about my girlfriend. Here's the thing. Today, it's not my story to tell. It's her story to tell. So I invited her to the show. Darlene, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scott.
Darlene Pratt is here. Darlene is, well, you know, how do I explain you? Can I give your job title? Can I talk about that?
For sure. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Or actually, you know what? How about this? You introduce yourself as your job title and what you do in like the regular, because it's awesome to start off with.
Well, as you covered already, my name is Darlene.
Yes. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Scott. And I work for the Department of Community Services within our area, the Inverness-Richmond area. And for the longest time, I worked as an access facilitator, access support worker. Mm-hmm. I moved up into another position. So I'm no longer working directly with the people.
Yeah.
And so I kind of miss the people. And so I think that's where...
This situation
came from.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to do a little bit of work stuff there because that's the type of person you are, mm-hmm. right? And this is where this conversation is going, because and again, not my story to tell. Right?
No, it's not. It's mine.
Which is why I said, do you want to come on the show and tell the story? Because it's a beautiful story. It's a great story. You know what? You tell the story. I'm not gonna lead you in the story. How did this whole thing start?
So, quick background. My girls and I often contribute to the food bank. Mm-hmm. We see it as a very...
girls being who? You need
my
to
children, my two girls. I have two children. They're 10 and 11.
Yep.
And their names are Brooke and Rayanna.
Uh-huh.
And so we often donate to the food bank. Food insecurity is a giant issue in our area. We will take it extra cash into the breakfast program or fill Marie's cupboard that's on the outside of the food bank, because we walk our dog quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so my youngest daughter has a tendency to run up and make sure it's not empty. And if it is, she's like, Mom, can we grab some food? So, I mean, I'm not rich, but I'm really like, okay, let's grab a 20. Let's go to Walmart and get what we can and then fill the food bank. So over the Christmas holiday, they have what's called seasonal services, uh-huh. and they fill boxes from donations from within the community to give turkey dinners to families throughout the Quad Counties. Actually, I'm not sure if it's Quad Counties. It might just be our immediate area.
It's the immediate Port Hawkesbury area.
Immediate Port Hawkesbury area. Sorry about that.
Your father was here talking
about
it on the show.
Yes, sorry, Dad. And so we went. My girls helped deliver the boxes, and then we went to the food bank after. And the girls went in, and the food bank volunteers gave them a quick tour.
Port Hawkesbury Food Bank.
Port Hawkesbury Food Bank volunteers.
I'm just filling in the blanks here.
Absolutely. And so they've just had a renovation over the last couple of years, and so they're actually really excited about their new fridges and freezers. And they showed the girls, and my youngest daughter Brooke saw some frozen birthday cakes, and said, why do you have frozen birthday cakes? And the volunteers looked at her and said, well, sometimes people can't afford birthday cakes, so we have them here to give out. So I could see the wheels turning in Brooke's head. She didn't really say anything. She went home and she looked at me and she said, Mom, I find it really hard to believe that someone wouldn't get a birthday cake.
10 years old.
Yeah, that you wouldn't give me a birthday cake. And I said, well, Brooke, for some people, a birthday cake is really a specialty item and a novelty item, and you just don't get it if you can't afford the other stuff. So we left it at that, saw the wheels were turning. About 3 weeks later, she comes running down the stairs and is like, Mom, can we do this? And I was like, do what, sweetheart? So she had found a TikTok on... TikTok. And imagine that.
Yeah,
and it was how to make birthday cake boxes for people in need.
Okay.
So I do believe you shared a picture on the Facebook page.
I shared your final from yesterday.
Right. So that's
included in it.
Yes. So that was in February. And I mean, I'm not rich. So at that point I was like, hey, Brooke, I think this is a really great idea, but we need to shelve this idea right now. I just don't have the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought it up the other day, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. So that was the long explanation of how it came to be.
Yeah.
Now, So
let's jump forward to like Wednesday last week or right. Thursday last week.
So I had the, Brooke's like, Mom, when are we going to do this? And I was like, let's do it now. Mm-hmm. So we, I thought, I can't do this by myself.
Yep.
So I threw it out to some friends and said, hey, do your girls want to contribute? And we'll all get together and make this, these boxes. I'll go to the, down to the food bank. I'll ask mm-hmm. if we can do a little tour, and then it'll be educational for the kids, but also they'll be providing a service for their community. And parents jumped on board. My girls, friends, parents jumped on board. They're like, yeah, absolutely. They'll take part in it. And then I thought, well, if they're this excited about it, mm-hmm. what about the rest of the world? So I used the power of social media and I threw it out there and
Facebook.
I was like, yeah, Facebook. And I said, hey folks, let's do this. And I set a goal of 100 cake boxes at mm-hmm. about probably $750 to $850 per box.
Dollars.
Yes, dollars. So within 18 hours, I had $970. That was deposited into my bank account.
Yes.
Via e-transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like floored. I'm like, what? And as I'm actually mm-hmm. tallying the money, you are looking at me going, who is sending you all this money? Why are they doing this?
I did have that conversation.
Yeah. And I was like, because it's a good cause and it's a feel good moment. Mm-hmm. And I think that people are genuinely good
yeah.
and want to contribute to good things. But we live in an era where there's no time. And so if people take the time element away and mm-hmm. they can just contribute, I think everybody is willing to help the other people, because we really have no idea when it's going to be me or you
yeah.
or Sally accessing the food bank yeah. or not being able to afford those things that we really need.
Well, there's government people right now that are saying that 2 million Canadians are hitting a food bank at least once a month.
Oh, for sure.
Like those numbers are out there in
yeah.
the Canadian national
yeah.
political scheme.
And we also, in our area,
yeah.
we have one of the highest levels of poverty, especially when it comes to our elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal for me was to ensure that no little kid, my children's age,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have a birthday cake sitting in front of them. Because
mm-hmm.
although it resonated with Brooke, it really took my breath away as well, because I realized I'm very, very fortunate to have been able to provide my girls with a birthday cake every year.
Yeah. And I never
every
thought
single
about
year.
I never thought about it either.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
I never thought of it. And I feel like that is an essential, and for some it isn't. And so the thought of one kid at Tech not having a birthday cake, like,
yeah.
hurts my heart.
So yeah. so let's go into the birthday cake itself,
yeah.
right? So you said it's going to cost $750, $8 to put these cake pans together. You can find
correct.
The whole thing on our Facebook page right now. I shared Darlene's post. The ingredients would be like a box of cake.
Yep.
That was on sale this week.
It was. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
A can of Sprite.
Yes.
Which happened to be 7-Up, but that's okay because it's a Pepsi product.
We also put some Diet Coke in there for the chocolate to give it an extra, like...
Did you really?
Oh, absolutely. The chocolate cake's got Diet Coke. I dove deeper into this research.
Can you do that?
You sure can. It actually it can be any carbonated beverage. It didn't have to be Sprite, so I'm not sure if Sprite was like...
Well, Sprite's in the picture.
I know. I don't know if Sprite was like supporting that and then got like the advertisement bucks for
yeah.
that, but it could be any carbonated beverage.
Diet Coke and a chocolate cake?
Yeah.
I'm so in.
I know. We're going to do it. I've got an extra one. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And maybe we'll show the results.
With chocolate icing, though?
Cause no, that, it's too much chocolate.
Yeah, too
you
much,
gotta
right?
do vanilla. Yeah.
Okay.
And the fluff vanilla, the whipped vanilla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I could even go with some cream cheese icing, but there was no cream cheese included in those.
Yeah,
in
because
those
they're more expensive, aren't they?
They
cream
are
cheese.
More expensive,
okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
yeah.
and then so some birthday candles.
Yep.
Right? And the icing.
Yes.
Right.
And we had an extra little bit of extra money. So what we decided to do, I looked at my girls and said,
yeah.
what do you want to do with this extra cash? And they're like, well, how about we put a little present in there? Because what's the birthday cake without a present? And
mm-hmm.
I said, that's a great idea. So we went to the dollar store as well, because you know, that's the presents that we could afford for that time. So we
yeah.
got little presents like water guns and balls or crayons, pencil crayons, sketch pads. So we got like 100 of little presents to put
wow.
in those cake pans as well.
So, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and some balloons. So it's actually like a little party in a box.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, so they were stoked.
It's a great idea.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
A great situation. And... when Darlene told me about this, and I was like, okay, it sounds like a good idea, right? And then it took off, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then it was a matter of, okay, when it's done, I want to talk about it on the radio. I think this would be kind of cool when it's done. So you took it. Oh, you took all these to the food bank last night.
We did. Yeah, it was right? actually really good. And so what happened is I gathered all the kids. Yeah. I had been gathering ingredients throughout the last like 6 days, and so you see my table. Like, yeah. We couldn't sit to eat at the table anymore, so we were actually sitting on the couch
eating our meals. It was full of
cake boxes and icing and presents and whatever. So it was a gorgeous day yesterday, and so the girls' friends arrived to the house, mm-hmm. And I said, "All right. Outside, we're going to make a factory lineup, and we're going to have stations, and we're going to do this, and it's going to be super awesome." And so we lined up all the pans outside, mm-hmm. and they each had a job, and they had a station, and we flew through these 100 boxes in like maybe 20 minutes. Yeah. There was 9 girls there, and well, our next door neighbor, he's a boy, so I can't exclude him.
So shout out to Dallas.
Hello, Dallas. And
he's
so,
in school right now, not hearing it.
So they all took part. They were pumped. Like mm-hmm. they meant business when they were doing it. There was a couple organizers who made sure that all the boxes were filled with what they needed to be filled with.
Yeah.
And then we included a piece of paper with the directions that said you only need the Sprite can to make this cake. Mm-hmm. And then we piled it into the car. We had some pizza before we headed down to the food bank. So all the kids walked it because I obviously didn't have enough room in my car. Mm. And I drove so slow so that we didn't spill them. I felt like I was in a parade. I had my four-way flashers on and the kids like just paraded down to the food bank and they were stoked.
It's really cool.
It was really cool. Got there. They took us on a tour. They showed all the kids. They explained food insecurity, showed them the size of a box that would be given to a family of 2, 3, and 5, mm-hmm. And then explained where all the food came from. So Feed Nova Scotia, community donations. They gave a huge shout out to the local farmers that donate produce. Mm-hmm. And then we set up almost like a conveyor belt and just unloaded from my car into the food bank.
Even better.
Yeah. And the food, I'm not lying when I say the food bank was filled.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt kind of bad at the same time because like every open space was taken
by
birthday cakes.
There's always room for cake.
Absolutely.
I've said that at our table before.
Yeah. So it was just really good. I spoke to some of the parents and they went home and they said that their kids were already talking about it and that mm-hmm. they had learned about the food bank. And I think the food bank is a really important place and we need to bring as much awareness to it as we can.
Too much time is spent, I think, only thinking about it in December.
Yes. Right. And that's what we talked about last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I also think that a lot of time is spent thinking about food. Mm. And although the food bank is for food, there are a ton of other essential items that people cannot afford mm-hmm. because they need food. And so when we think about birthday cakes or personal hygiene items mm-hmm. or even something that's non-essential like tea. Like the last time we were at the food bank, the ladies are like, you know what? We're really low on tea.
Yeah.
If you wanted to bring something in, a couple boxes of tea would be great. And they even went further into explain that they don't actually give the whole box mm-hmm. because that wouldn't be fair. They actually have to break it down and put the tea bags,
a couple of tea bags
into a bag and give them to each folk. So I think about food insecurity isn't just for young people. It's also for older people. And so I'm not calling my parents old, but they are older.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
They get mad at me. It's okay.
And they really enjoy a cup of tea. And so to think that the,
your mother just rolled her eyes
she totally did. Yeah. But to think that someone can't even have a cup of tea either, mm-hmm. It really hits you in the feels and makes me realize that I'm super fortunate and I want to be able to share that fortune with everybody else.
I'm talking with Darlene Pratt this morning. She is, here's the thing. She is not affiliated with the food bank. She is just a donator to the food bank. She happens to be my girlfriend at the same time, which is fine. But I do need to put that out there,
yeah, absolutely.
Right? Because we're having the conversation. She and her girls put this thing together about birthday cakes at the food bank last week. And in a week, less than a week, $970 was raised. This is a great idea. Like it just, and it came from TikTok, and it just, you know, took off in this area over the course of the week. So to anybody who's seen this, who gave Darlene money, I want you to know it was used properly. Because I'm that person that we've had this conversation privately, but I'm that person that said, you know, some people might think you're just taking money and you're not doing anything with it. Like,
right.
Make sure that, you know, the pictures are taken and that, you know, and we can talk about it on the radio. We have this opportunity. Let's use it.
Right.
That all monies went to buying the cake stuff, and then any extra money going directly to the food bank,
right,
as a monetary donation. That was it.
Yeah,
I do want to say this. I shared your post on our Facebook page this morning. Heather said she just heard about it on the radio. What an amazing idea. Connie says, what an awesome idea. Way to go, girls. Mary Lou says, great job, ladies, with that line of thinking and helping the less fortunate. I hope more people follow that lead. Future leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Terry says, what a beautiful thought. Thank you not only thinking of it, but for taking action as well. Great job, ladies, from Karen. And Sharon says, wonderful. That's just comments from our Facebook page.
Yeah. I'm really just trying to raise good humans.
Yeah.
And I think that the more things that we do like this, I don't have a huge legacy. I don't have millions to leave behind. So my girls and what they stand for is all I've got. And so I really want to make good humans.
That sounds sad.
It's not sad. It's
sad.
A reality. It's like if we leave behind good humans, we've done a good thing.
That got deep.
It sure did.
It went from happy to sad to deep to to good again.
We're going to go even a little further with good. And
what?
I'm not doing a public endorsement here, but I do want to give a shout out to our two main contributors.
Yeah.
CWL from St. Joseph's Parish.
Yeah, okay.
Had made a huge donation.
Catholic Women's League.
Yep.
CWL.
Of 25 boxes. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, yep, we're on board. And then a former resident of our town, mm-hmm. His wife approached me, Julina McKay, and said, we would like to make a large donation from McKay Electric as well.
Nice.
And so both of those people were very pivotal in making sure we made it to our 100 boxes. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them as well.
Any idea what's next? Is there going to be something next?
I would love to. I don't want to exhaust the resources, but my thought again is like, just like the personal hygiene items, like I take for granted that I can brush my teeth, and some people can't get toothpaste and a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Even soap, whatever. Like there's tons of things I could go and run with.
Mm-hmm.
But I also recognize that people need to recover from generosity as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it might not be tomorrow or next week, but
excuse me.
It will be soon. I'm not done.
That's a great line. And I've never, In all my years of doing stuff, have heard that line, you need to recover from generosity.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah. You can be exhausted by generosity, mm-hmm. which puts yourself into a position that you actually can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's through like emotional exhaustion, financial,
yeah.
like anything. Right. And so we need to recover our resources and give time to recover and then go at it again.
Okay. You recover then too.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Is it fair?
Yes, fair.
Thank you for coming and sharing the story on the radio.
Thank you for allowing me to come.
Darlene wasn't sure if she wouldn't be on the radio or not, like for the last little while. She'd been like, do I be on the radio? Do I not be on the radio? Do I? And then there was a while she wanted to be on the radio every day.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the radio.
Thanks for
and
inviting
not saying
me.
The bad words. That was awesome.
Absolutely.
This is the one rule on this show.